Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 12th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers, chapters 10 to 12. Five leadership qualities from the life of Moses. Approximately 2 years has passed since the departure of the Israelites from Egypt under the leadership of Moses. There has been definite instances of frustration for Moses when the Israelites complained regarding the lack of food, cried out in despair and wept in anguish, and Moses vented his own frustration to God. When God promised to provide meat for the whole month for over 600,000 people, Moses was doubtful and expressed it to God as well. This shows that Moses was very human, and we can see five wonderful leadership qualities from the life of Moses that all spiritual leaders should adopt in their lives as well. Number one. Moses was a man of prayer. When the people complained and cried out to Moses, we see that Moses takes his matter in prayer before God. We read in Numbers chapter 11 verse 2, "Then the people cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched." Also, when his sister Miriam was punished by God with leprosy, we see that Moses prayed for her. We read in Numbers chapter 12 verse 13 like this, "So Moses cried out to the Lord saying, please heal her, O God, I pray." Number 2, Moses invoked God's presence with every move. In Numbers chapter 10 verse 35 and 36, we read that whenever the ark of God started a journey or stopped, Moses called upon God's presence. So it was whenever the ark set out that Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you." And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." Number 3, Moses was unselfish with his anointing. Due to the tremendous burden upon Moses, God decided to take the spirit of anointing that was upon Moses and transfer this anointing upon the 70 elders of Israel. When Joshua was upset when two of the elders prophesied in the camp and expressed it to Moses, Moses replies with words that show that he was truly unselfish with his anointing. We read in verse number 29 like this, "Then Moses said to him," that is Joshua, "Are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them." Number 4, Moses was a very humble man. We need to check out the character report about Moses in Numbers chapter 12 verse 3. "Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth." And number 5, Moses was faithful in the work of God. This is what God had to testify about Moses, which is true. "Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house." So with all these wonderful leadership qualities, it is not surprising that God interacted so closely with his servant, prophet, leader, Moses, and made himself known through visions, dreams, and even face-to-face, and even allowed Moses to see the form of God as well. Let us adopt these five leadership qualities of Moses in our lives in order to have a closer encounter with God.